News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The collapse of the week-long truce between Israel and Hamas has brought on more fighting and deaths.
According to the health ministry in Gaza, Israeli strikes on houses and buildings have killed at least 178 people throughout the Gaza Strip. Israel said it struck more than 200 Hamas targets. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along Israel's northern border with Lebanon. Ceasefire mediator Qatar said efforts are ongoing to renew the truce. Israel says 115 men, 20 women, and 2 children are still held captive. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton draws on U.S. bombing campaigns from World War II to make his point that Israel should not face pressure from the White House to prioritize humanitarian shipments.
Nobody was wringing their hands about getting humanitarian aid into Nazi Germany or Imperial Japan. And in over the span of just a couple nights, spring of 1945, we did much, much worse in Dresden, Tokyo than anything Israel's done in Gaza.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. GOP Representative George Santos of New York is out.
The House voted in favor of a resolution to expel and battle Representative George Santos, a historic move that will make the New York Republican the 6th lawmaker ever to be expelled from the chamber and the first to be removed in modern times without being convicted of a crime.
That is Edwin Moore reporting. This woman lives in Santos's New York district.
It's not only Santos. It's all on both sides, both parties. The greed and the dishonesty, and, you know, people are not considering how it impacts the country as a whole.
And this is SRN News. A study of religious life in the United Kingdom gets a little help from dedicated amateurs. Michael Harrington explains.
The University of Reading has been awarded $1.2 million by the British Arts and Humanities Research Council to take an in-depth look at the role of Christianity in the country's medieval period. And the school says it will draw much of its data from the findings of British metal detectorists. Over the years, these folks have unearthed all kinds of ancient religious objects, and now the University of Reading will draw upon them for their study. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. A report by Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it has been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities in that region of the country. It's now spreading. This is SRN News. Among the many challenges small businesses face as they try to grow these days, getting a loan is right near the top of the list.
Banks, big and small, have tightened lending standards as the Federal Reserve hiked up interest rates in the past 2 years. The collapse of 3 regional banks this spring and the possibility of stricter regulations have likely made some banks more cautious as well. So business owners are having to make sacrifices, from turning to crowdsourcing instead of lenders, borrowing from family or friends, or simply foregoing expansion plans that would have been funded by more capital.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Philadelphia City Council has passed legislation to ban ski masks in some public areas. Supporters of the measure say it will increase public safety amid high violent crime, but opponents argue it will unfairly target people without any actual proof of wrongdoing. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.